Did someone wander too deep? Can't get out, huh? So lost. Wondering who I am. You've heard stories of me. This is my labyrinth. That was a wrong turn. You should go the other way. Getting closer. You could really be stuck in here for ages. Just like me. I know this place inside and out. Do you? You are just a lost little human. A determined one. What do you hope to find at the center? I've been here for centuries. I know my way around. I prefer to stay in here unless someone disturbs me. You're so close. Take that left. It's been so long since I've had company. It has been eons since I last laid my eyes upon another living, breathing thing. The last human that entered to reach the center of the labyrinth perished long ago. I used to get sacrifices. I used to be fed. I used to not be so alone. They deemed me too savage to live with the humans. They thought of me as a brute with violent outbursts. My father believed this was the only way to keep me contained. With a maze so convoluted that the man he paid to build it wouldn't be able to get out himself. But that was centuries ago. Some man believed that he had killed me with a single blow. But that isn't the real story. That's not what happened. The gods would never be that kind. Instead, I've been cursed with a fate worse than death. To be alive underneath the world in this labyrinth, but to be forgotten. No one knows I'm here. No one tells my story. I've been buried to the ages like so many other creatures. Then I heard your footsteps, felt your breathing in the still air. I caught a whiff of your scent as you got closer and closer to me. Let me get a better look at you. Why are you startled? Yes, I'm afraid the stories are true. I am in fact half man, half bull. Is this not what you were expecting? You did go searching the labyrinth for me, right? What do you mean you did not believe I was real? Just a story? I've been reduced to a piece of mere fiction? That's worse than being forgotten. I'm just some myth that people talk about? Not a living and breathing thing who has been trapped for centuries simply because of their birth? Sorry, I don't mean to scare you. I'm just a little frustrated. I'm trying to keep myself calm so I don't give you the wrong idea. I don't want you to see me lose control moments into meeting me. I would only be living up to my title of the Bull of Minos. It's too painful to talk about me. Let's focus on you. How long have you been traveling in my labyrinth? And you were able to find me in that amount of time? Like a modern-day Theseus. He's the one that told the story. The version you know is his. By the gods. No wonder people believe I'm a myth. He was always a bit of, what's a polite way of putting this? Braggart. I'm aware that he tried to kill me after the time we spent together, but I assume that was part of Poseidon's plan for me. I thought that was just a show for the selfish god. I should have known better than to trust the words of someone like him. Would you like to hear my version? The true version of what happened between us? I always do. It was many years ago. Far too many for me to remember. He was let into my labyrinth along with the sacrifices to me. Before you ask, no. I did not eat the people who were given to me. I'm not sure what happened to them. Probably something with the gods and divine intervention. I don't know. The people above thought of me as some malevolent being, but I wasn't, truthfully. Sure, I was angry I was trapped in here, but wouldn't you be too? Anyways, that's not the point of the story. I'm getting off topic. So along with my typical sacrifices, this person claiming to be a prince or a hero, something along those lines, I don't quite remember, entered my labyrinth. The herd of people went one way, but he went the other. He found me where I spend most of my time, at the center. I know, a real shocker. He was so smart for that. I like the open space in the center. It reminds me of the outside. It's the closest I can ever get to feeling the grass between my hooves or the wind on my face. Anyways, Theseus brandishes a sword and shield at me, and I laugh. He gets a little frustrated. I call him cute. This makes him blush. One thing leads to another, and I end up fucking him. Part of me thinks he wanted me to fuck him because he had a vial of oil with him. Who brings oil when they're going to kill someone? I opened him up, one finger at a time, making sure he was a whining and desperate mess for me. I kissed his neck and down his back, gave him all the compliments he craved. As soon as you give any one of those heroes some praise, they would basically bend over and beg for it. They're usually half god, they're a demigod, so mommy or daddy issues, or sometimes both. I only had to use two fingers to open up his hole. The poor little thing had never been with someone as big as me. I'm sure you've noticed I'm a lot bulkier than most humans, much more muscular, being half bull. Once I felt he was open enough, I started fucking him from behind. He loved when you pulled his hair and slapped his ass while he was impaled on my huge cock. Really, you should have seen how beautiful he was when he was taking a dick. The first time I came in him, I filled his ass with so much cum that it spilled out of him. He wasn't able to come on just a cock alone. Shame, really. He turned around and asked me if he could ride the bull. I laughed at the wordplay, and I told him he would have to get me hard again. After all, I had just come inside his hole. I pulled out of it, and he eagerly got on his knees and started to suck me. He was so fucking good with his mouth. He just kept sucking and sucking until I eventually got hard enough to fuck again. Theseus then happily popped off my cock. A little bit of pre-cum connecting my cock to his lips as he got up, spread his cheeks, and eagerly took his seat. He was such a greedy fucking bottom. I can't tell you how many times we fucked like this. He just loved riding my cock so damn much. And he really liked when you said filthy things. He used to tell him things like, how would the people of Crete feel if they knew the person who was supposed to be saving them was being fucked by that very abomination? Or, are you sure you're a hero? I'm pretty sure heroes are not supposed to be able to take cock like this. And of course, these phrases would only spur him on. Eventually, after God knows how many rounds, we both fell asleep. Him wrapped in my arms, my cock nestled firmly between his cheeks. I was so sure he was going to wake up in a few hours and want to be fucked again. But he didn't. Instead, I woke up to him stabbing me with his sword and running away. Fucking coward. I was too tired, too drained to chase after him. I assumed that Poseidon promised him some sort of reward for stabbing and killing me. He was kind enough that he just missed my heart, though. It looked fatal enough that the gods would believe him. I was tired enough to play the part of dead. But slowly, ever so slowly, I regained my strength. Theseus never visited me again. I'm sure he believed me to be dead by his own hands. Sacrifices stopped coming. Food stopped being given to me. The humans forgot all about me. But the gods didn't. They enjoyed my suffering. Anytime I thought I found the exit to this maze, they would move it. Sure, they provide me with food and water, but I'm just some sort of plaything for them. Humans would try to enter every so often, but they would end up leaving. They wouldn't know what this place was, or they would, ironically, get so lost they find their way out. The gods, they take pity on them, not me. But then you came along. You. Such a brave human. You were not tricked by the gods. You followed your instincts and you found me. You gave me reprieval from my solitude. Can I touch your cheek? Thank you. You even feel soft like him. Gods, you're perfect, aren't you? It isn't every day that the most attractive mortal that I have ever laid my gaze upon wanders into my labyrinth. Even more so, they aren't as sweet as you. That look of curiosity in your eyes, I could just drown myself looking in. Don't look down. Look up at me, little one. I apologize for the bluntness of this question, but seeing how you are reacting to me... Oh, don't deny it. I can see the blush forming on your face as I hold your chin in my hand and run my thumb along your lip. Would you want to ride the bull? I thought so. It's been so long, I don't want to wait. I don't think I could wait even if I wanted.